Today we were talking about a poem by Courtney Lamar Charleston called How Do You Raise a Black Child? The title speaks volume to me. The way I understand the poem's title is putting it into my own words. My own words translate to how do you save a black child? When you save something, you're protecting it from something bad. In this case, it's a parent or a single mother or father protecting their son or daughter from the worst this world has to offer, racism. How do I tell my kid that you're going to be treated differently just because of the color of your skin? Most kids don't understand that. They experience it. People are going to have an opinion of you before they ever meet you and have a conversation with you. Teaching their kid to stand up for themselves and never let someone boss you around, but to put your arms up and get mentally and physically abused by people who are supposed to protect you. How do you teach your kid that cops aren't there to protect you, but to judge you? How do you teach the culture of police brutality to a black child? Here's a poem that will speak to any parent if you take out the black out of it. A lived poem that experienced by many parents and kids of color, in this case black. From the dead, with pallbearers who are half as young as their faces suggest and thrice oxen they should be. Without a daddy at all, or with a daddy in prison, or at home, or in a different home. With a mama, with a grandma, if mama ain't around. Maybe even if she is. In a house or not in the hood. In the suburbs, if you're smart or not afraid of white fear, or even if you are. Taking risks. Scratching lottery tickets. Making big bets. On a basketball court. Inside a courtroom. Poorly in the ever pathological court of opinion, on faith, like a prayer from the belly of a whale, in church on Sunday morning, on Monday, Tuesday, and every other, before school and after, in a school your hope doesn't fail, in a school of thought named for Frederick Douglass, old school or not at all, with hip hop or without. At least with the little Curtis Mayfield, some Motown sounds by Sam Cooke, ain't that good down home cooking, putting some wood in their behind with a switch. With a belt to keep their pants high, not high all the time. On all-time highs at all times until they learn not to feel and think so slowly of their aims. To be 6 feet tall and not 6 feet under. With a little elbow grease and some duct tape, sweating bullets on a short leash, away from the big boys on the block, away from the boys in blue, without the thrill of innocence, from the dead again, like a flag. I really love the tone he uses. Courtney uses a southern flow. It shows the struggle of an African American without over-exaggeration. It shows how the beat is fast and slow at the ending. To me, it represents how fast the light can switch. This poem is a beautiful and glorious words can explain. He covers everything a black child needs to be saved. A couple of lines he uses, and I quote, away from the big boys on the block, away from the big boys on the block, away from the boys in blue, meaning away from bad influence and being a stereotypical black man, to being away from cops to not be judged or treated unfairly. Courtney Lamar Charleston states a black child needs to be raised. It doesn't matter where you're from, where you are, a safe place or not, but how they need discipline and guidance to teach them how to feel, not to feel because of opinions or the hate around them. The title, How Do You Raise a Black Child, becomes like a flag. In the video, red, white, and blue were highlighted throughout the video. Red, living through the blood of the lifeless black child on the street. To the white lady, staying away from the black kids. To the blue water the kid was drowning from. The end of the video represents that. by the mom holding the flag in tears. In the next scene, holding her kid. And how the kid looks at the church, at the white Jesus.